Hurricane Sandy strikes the American East Coast.
NUS campaigns to elect spokesperson tomorrow night.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Grace Libtech.
And I'm Sophie Jones. The first fourth-generation network in the UK went live today. EE, the company that provides mobile phone service to Orange and T-Mobile, launched its new 4G network in 11 cities, including London, Edinburgh and Glasgow. The network boasts download speeds 5 times faster than those with those of most networks in operation today. No other company will offer 4G service until next year, although Vodafone officials remark that their 4G service will have a greater focus on indoor coverage. No word yet on when this coverage will reach St Andrews for the first time.
St Andrews researchers have joined with Aberystwyth University to complete the first detailed analysis of the birth of an iceberg. The research, taking place on the west coast of Greenland, uses modern gas and oil exploration technology to better understand the calving process for an iceberg. The research will be featured on BBC Two's Operation Iceberg tonight at 9 p.m.
New York City has been declared a major disaster area in the wake of Hurricane Sandy. A record 4-metre tidal surge struck the city last night at the storm's peak. Winds reached up to 90 miles per hour, inflicting damages from North Carolina all the way up the East Coast. The hurricane has left 6.5 million without power and killed over 30. It has also inflicted an estimated £12.5 billion in damages.
In other news from across the pond, Americans will head to the polls in just 1 week to elect the next president of the United States. Both candidates have suspended their campaigning for today to focus on hurricane relief efforts. Final advertising buys from the right-wing Crossroads super PACs include North Carolina, but have left Wisconsin and Minnesota, which were thought to be battleground states in this election, off the list. Final polling from the American NPR held Romney with a 1% lead nationally, with Obama leading by 3 points amongst voters from key swing states.
St. Andrews students will join together tomorrow to form the University Crest. Over 1,000 students will gather in the quad tomorrow to document the largest ever University Crest. Anyone may attend to witness the photograph being taken at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. The formation is part of the 600th anniversary celebrations.
Tomorrow night, students will meet formally for the first time as part of the NUS referendum. The Students' Association has organized 2 meetings to run concurrently for the yes and no campaigns. 2 spokespersons will be elected at each meeting to organize the referendum campaigns. The meetings start at 7 p.m. with those in favor of the NUS meeting in School 2 and those against the NUS meeting in School 5. Campaigning begins on the 9th of November and voting begins on the 14th. Keep tuned to Star for the coming weeks as we offer full coverage of the campaign.
And finally, the weather tonight, 8 degrees at midnight with occasional rain and strong southwesterly winds. Tomorrow, 8 degrees and cloudy with a few showers during the morning.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, turn into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.